Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Christopher Kong to tell us about Better Nature, a startup making tasty and sustainable plant-based proteins out of tempeh.
Hi, my name is Christopher Kong, the co-founder and the head of business development at Better Nature. We're part of EIT Food, Rising Food Stars, and we're fighting for the future of food because we want to make protein without compromise. Protein that doesn't compromise on people, the planet, and animals. Now, as I mentioned before, at Better Nature, we make protein without compromise. Exactly how we do that is that we leverage an ancient fermentation process called tempeh fermentation that originated in Indonesia 300 years ago. We're the world's first food tech company that focuses on this fermentation process, and we apply a 21st century scientific lens to this ancient fermentation process to produce delicious, nutritious, and all-natural meat alternatives made using tempeh. We launched in the UK in January 2020. We've seen phenomenal growth over the last 16 months, which has been really, really exciting. We're just about to launch a new range of products in the next literally handful of weeks. Follow the space because we'll soon be disrupting other categories as well, all powered by tempeh fermentation. Tempeh effectively looks like a white cake, especially soybean tempeh. You know, so all of our products are made using soybeans. And effectively what tempeh is, it can be thought as a marriage between mushroom protein and plant-based protein, right? So we ferment the whole bean using mushroom spores. And effectively what happens that as the spores germinate and grow, the soybeans are wrapped together in a matrix that's made of pure protein. And that fermentation process gives soybeans, which would otherwise be, you know, rather mushy after cooked or, you know, not really all that exciting when used alone, what it does is that it converts it into this meaty sort of substrate that can be sliced and diced, marinated and cooked in the same ways that meat is traditionally prepared. And what we're looking into is, you know, leveraging our proprietary starter cultures to make meat alternatives that are even meatier, that, you know, look and cook in ways that are much, much more similar to meat. And we're looking to launch a new range using this new matrix in product formats like burgers and steaks and that sort of thing. I guess Better Nature really starts with one of our co-founders, Amadeus. Amadeus grew up in Indonesia. He did his bachelor's and his master's there. His mum's a food scientist. His grandfather's a food scientist. And in that sort of environment, he just fell in love with food science at a very young age. And I guess tempeh is one of those food products that even in Indonesia, where it's most probably recognized and most widely consumed, it has a bad rep. You know, it's seen as this food for the poor, which is really sad because it is super affordable, but because it's considered this food for the poor, people who are becoming increasingly affluent in Indonesia are shying away from it and are adopting more and more animal-based meat to adopt, I guess, more Western lifestyles, which is a great shame. So as a kid and, you know, as he was growing up, Anders and his family sort of banded together to try and bring tempeh back into the forefront of the world's, I guess, consciousness. They created this NGO called the Indonesian Tempeh Movement. They did loads and loads of research into tempeh fermentation. And then Ando then went to the US to do his PhD on tempeh fermentation, again, to really bring more and more attention to this amazing fermentation process and this amazing Indonesian food product. I just so happened to be roped along. Ando and I met completely serendipitously at this biotech conference at the University of Cambridge in the summer or spring of 2018. And it was there that we sort of banded about the idea of creating a startup all about tempeh and all about tempeh fermentation. His science, his background into tempeh fermentation, combined with my background in biochemistry. So I did my master's at the University of Oxford in biochemistry, plus my interest in starting a business, really sowed the seed for Better Nature. Yeah, we formalized the team really at the end of 2018, and the rest is history, as they say. Tempeh is, it's super high in protein and super high in fiber. It's also minimally processed. As I mentioned earlier, tempeh's been around for 300 years. It's really as simple as it gets. And because you're using the full bean, there's minimal waste. Going back to the high in protein, high in fiber piece, it has the same amount of protein per 100 grams as smoked haddock and smoked cod. So roughly 20 grams per 100, that's double that of tofu. In terms of fiber, it's got 8 grams of fiber per 100 grams. That is literally like double that of the average apple, right? So a serving of tempeh a day keeps the doctor away. But beyond its macros, it's also got a really impressive micronutrient content profile. It's really high in calcium, really high in iron, really high in naturally occurring vitamin B12. It's also fermented, so it's loaded of all these great gut-friendly properties, you know, such as prebiotics. And I guess fundamentally, it's uber delicious, really versatile, and it doesn't need to be adulterated in really any way. It just needs to be flavored and spiced to be delicious. So EIT Food has been such a great champion of Better Nature. Our first experience or our first interaction with EIT Food was actually at a conference. It was at Seasoned Chips in Milan. After that, we joined EIT Fan, so the Food Accelerator Network, which is fantastic. And yeah, it's amazing to be part of a network of like-minded entrepreneurs, corporates as well, that are all fighting for the same future that's more equitable, more sustainable for people, the planet, and animals. Be the change you want to see in the world. I know that this quote gets used quite heavily, but really think about, you know, you only live once. Time is precious, so you might as well spend that time doing things that you truly care about. Personally, I feel that everyone should be a little bit less selfish. Think beyond yourself, because that's where the greatest amount of fulfillment can be derived from, when you help other people. So think about, it doesn't necessarily have to be related to food, but just think about what change you want to bring about and be active. Actively contribute to making that change. The second thing is, if everyone looks after their back garden, the whole world will be well looked after. I guess what I mean by that is, you know, the solution or the change you want to make doesn't need to be this huge startup that, you know, revolutionizes the whole world. Absolutely not. You know, if everyone takes that little bit of time, you know, once a week or once a month to look after the local community, to look out for each other, then wouldn't the world just be so much of a better place?
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and to learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on Better Nature, head over to betternaturefoods.co.